10 years ago today, a Forest Service employee started Colorado's largest wildfire. The Hayman Fire claimed 100,000 acres and 133 homes. A decade later, the burn zone southwest of Denver is coming back, except in places where conditions are actually worse. Jonathan Bruno's here to explain how that can be. He's with the Coalition for the Upper South Platte, which is coordinating the restoration. Jonathan, you checked in with us 5 years after the Hayman Fire. Thanks for checking in again at 10.
Thank you. It's amazing that it's been 5 years.
Indeed. So how is it that in some places the Hayman's effects are actually getting worse?
Well, in the Hayman, we're seeing great vegetation on the hill slopes. That's vegetation in the forms of grasses and shrubs. We really don't have trees out there right now. But what happens in this area, we have some of the most highly erosive soil in the country. It's called Pikes Peak granite.
Okay.
Because of that, we have quite a bit of sediment that's actually in the stream channel itself. Sediment being dirt and fine gravel. It's all hung up there. It's staying there and waiting for the next flood. It's problematic because after a wildfire, you'll see increased chance for high-intensity flooding. And when the floods come through, of course, that material moves downstream. It inundates reservoirs.
What you're saying is that flooding is inevitable in the Hayman area, and then sediment running into reservoirs is inevitable, or it's just possible?
It's really interesting. Post-wildfire, there's quite a bit of information out there that shows that a large impacted landscape that has no vegetation on it, so no trees, actually pulls thunderstorms in because of the amount of heat that's leaving the ground. And so you'll see these very localized thunderstorm events that increase the flooding that occurs out there.
Oh, that is a little mind-blowing.
Really
isn't
is.
It?
Yes.
Okay. So bring me to the Denver water end of things. If a reservoir gets filled up with sediment, why is that problematic? Doesn't that just displace some water?
Well, a reservoir has a lifetime. So when someone designs, when the engineers are looking over the size of a reservoir, they're anticipating how long that reservoir will actually last, how long that reservoir will be able to hold water. And they make an estimate on how much water it can hold. Of course, if there's sediment, it does displace the amount of water, but it also impacts how a water provider would actually treat the water. And so post-wildfire, we're not only seeing increased sediment or increased fine dirt and sand that's entering into a reservoir, we're also seeing heavy metals and some other contaminants that are of concern. And so a wildfire can really impact a water provider's ability to provide us with clean drinking water.
Okay, back to that idea that this area becomes a magnet for thunderstorms. It's drawing the potential for flooding to itself. And I wonder if that changes like the intensity of the streams in the area.
You know, it really does. What we've seen in the area is because of the denuded hill slope, so no vegetation minus the grasses, when it rains, it really increases the high level of the floods. And so these increased flows within the stream corridor actually dig the channel of the stream deeper. And when that happens, when the channel is deeper, the water is not allowed to leave the banks, as in a flood. And because of that, that energy, if you can imagine a 2-foot pipe versus a 1-inch pipe,
right,
the water flowing through the 1-inch is going to come out at a much higher rate. And so it has a lot more intensity. It's more destructive.
And in that way, it's actually feeding this cycle of sedimentation too.
Exactly. And it's pushing that material much quicker downstream and potentially causing even larger floods. We've seen Highway 67, which runs through pretty much the center of the Hayman. We've seen that flood out several times.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with Jonathan Bruno. He's with the Coalition for the Upper South Platte, which has been coordinating restoration efforts for the Hayman Fire, which burned 10 years ago. You described some of the landscape. We've talked about the streams going through, but you say the landscape, the grasses are coming back. I think a lot of us associate an area rebounding from fire with aspen trees. How long before we see aspens in that area? Would we see aspens?
Well, it's interesting. Ryan, when we were out there above Cheeseman Reservoir, there were some aspen shoots, and this was 5 years ago, there were some aspen shoots coming up. I just did a tour of the North Fork Fire, which is also in the South Platte watershed.
It just burned not too long ago.
Yeah, it just burned recently, and we're starting to see aspens about a foot tall already. And so aspen is a species that's very dependent, that actually needs fire to help it regrow. It comes through, and fire plays an important role for aspen.
Are you saying that the North Fork fire in some ways shows more signs of progress than the burn area of the Hayman?
The soil type in the North Fork fire is actually of a higher nutrient value. So there's more organic matter. It's this really nice dark soil. Within days after the fire, we started to see regrowth. In the Hayman, the Pikes Peak granite, it's not. It doesn't have quite the level of nutrient value, so it's much harder for things to take root.
It's that pesky granite again. And I wonder how much time will have to pass before Hayman looks like a forest again.
That's a good question. And the challenge that the Hayman faces, or the Hayman area, is that there's areas that are entirely denuded of trees. And because of that, we're estimating that it could take thousands of years before some of these areas are reforested. It's important to realize, though, that historically in this area, not all areas were forested. The forests in the Upper South Platte watershed are very accustomed to wildfire. So it's important that there's a mosaic, there's open space, there's dense forests. It's not all bad that all of it won't be entirely forested.
Thanks so much, Jonathan, for being with us.
Thank you.
Jonathan Bruno is Operations Director at the Coalition for the Upper South Platte. That group is coordinating restoration of the Hayman Fire Burn Zone. It was the largest fire in Colorado history and started 10 years ago today. Even a decade later, the coalition still needs volunteers for its restoration projects. And there's information at our website, cpr.org.